This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I'm sorry.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, huge hour number one with Mr. Lindell announcing what he announced. And friends, if you missed it, go back and get the podcast at SoundCloud.com, iTunes.com, or check out the Twitter and Periscope feed on Twitter tonight on KMC Radio. Now, later this hour, Hemingway and Severino, number one authors in the country, huge book, Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation, The Future of the Supreme Court. It's a double dose of the Ladies Lounge tonight because I've just got too many good, important people that we need to hear from that I've got to get them all on the same show. So we've got a packed hour, friends, because I'm excited to welcome back to the Ladies Lounge tonight someone who has not been with us since she took a job for the President of the United States. And as soon as she had the presidency in her back pocket, I was persona non grata at that point, from the media side of things. She had to limit what she could do. But Charmaine Yost is back with us. Charmaine, I don't know if you were one of the original. I want to think that you were, but I'm also thinking that maybe you were second layer of the Ladies Lounge when we were on a nightly basis here in New York on AM 970 The Answer. But regardless, you've been around the Ladies Lounge a long time. Welcome back. Good to have you.
Hey, Kevin. It's really good to be back. You know, I don't think we've done Skype before.
No, Skype is a new thing, and it's always an adventurous thing in this studio because we've had trouble getting it on the air tonight. And even now, my picture, my head is like only one fourth the size of yours. So, you know, it is what it is.
As it should be. Hey, listen, your bumper music was so great. I almost had backup dancers.
Oh yeah, for the little Hamilton bump in between the hours.
100%. We have fans around here.
Well. And, you know, Hamilton wasn't actually one of my favorite founding fathers, but the musical is pretty darn good.
I bet you've been, haven't you?
A couple of times.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. That's why I hate you.
I don't know why that's necessary. It's everywhere now. You can go see it. I think PBS has something on demand you can get. It's not like you have to pay $500 anymore.
It's not the same. Not the same.
That is true. Yeah. And I did not see the original cast, so let's just put it, you know, right out there. I did not get to see Lin-Manuel, so... Anyway, we'll go from there. In addition to being a vice president for the Heritage Foundation, in addition to having been a former assistant secretary for the Trump administration, Charmaine Yost is a former boss of mine, so I have to be on my best behavior
That's
tonight.
That's my claim to fame, Kev.
Say what?
That's my claim to fame. You got to just have that right out there.
Well, anyway, it's good to have you back. And I there's so much I want to ask you about because, first of all, what is your new role at Heritage? Tell everybody what you're doing and what your kind of favorite part of it is.
Thanks for asking. I am the Vice President for the Institute for Family, Community, and Opportunity, and I'm super proud of myself that I finally am at a place where I can rattle that off. It took me a little bit. My favorite part about my new job is I have amazing colleagues, and it's just really fun to go to work and to see all the different kinds of work that that people are doing across the building. There's 300 people at Heritage, so I've been there since March. I'm still getting to know people. But even today, I was catching up on some work and reading some really interesting research on education policy. And so I'm learning a lot and working with fantastic people and loving it.
Yeah. Well, it's a great place. And even when you and I were both working with the Family Research Council 100 years ago, it was Heritage was one of those groups that everybody in Washington knew them, liked them, loved them. I mean, even left of center people that disagree with most of their findings have nice things to say about the Heritage Foundation. And I would say with their new leadership, there is a renewed energy behind what Heritage is trying to accomplish. And I don't know if you can speak to that, having been there for the amount of time that you have been, but I certainly love the direction that they're going.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's two things about that I want to pick up on. One of the things that made me so excited about coming to Heritage was literally the week that I had my first interview, Heritage was named the number one think tank in the world for policy impact by the University of Pennsylvania in their annual survey of nonprofits. So, you know, that's pretty exciting to be part of a place that is recognized by its peers for making a difference where it matters the most in policy impact, because that's why we all get up in the morning and go to work. Yeah. But then also, you know, probably the number one reason that I went to Heritage Foundation was the opportunity to work with Kay James, who's the president. Kay and I go way back. She's just amazing and has been in the trenches and such a leader and so inspirational for so many years. And when Heritage named her as the new president about a year ago, maybe 18 months, you know, being outside the organization at that point, I was just cheering and saying that's a fantastic pick. And, you know, part of what's so critical about what Heritage is doing right now is that, and this is part of what, you know, you and I'll probably end up talking about over, you know, all the days ahead, is just that the conservative movement right now really is in a place where we need to be having a really vigorous conversation about what the path forward looks like. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it really was an honor for me to get to serve in the Trump administration. And one of the things that's exciting about this president is he's so bold and so willing to be a disruptor and to chart a path forward on things that people, you know, he doesn't care whose ox is getting gored. He's willing to just move forward and do the right thing.
Right. No, that's an exciting part. And you were in the administration and in the departments of the administration when the opioid bill was passed. Mm-hmm. And real quickly before we take our break, what was your reaction to that? That's going to be one of the most significant accomplishments of the Trump administration, whether he gets a second term or not. This is going to go down as kind of one of his really big crowning achievements. And you were there.
You know, I think, Kevin, I'm really glad you asked about that, because I love the fact that I had the opportunity to work on the opioid crisis. Now, you know, I hesitate sometimes when I talk like that, because obviously it's such a sobering thing to be involved in. Over 70,000 people dying every day from addiction, and it's such a thorny and difficult and complex problem. But the president has taken it very seriously. He mobilized the entire administration to work on it. And I think one of the things that was the most exciting and gratifying to me about it was that in terms of working across the aisle, I mean, let's face it, in D.C. these days, the atmosphere is pretty hostile. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to this issue, the real disagreement among people is really how much money to spend. And so when you're looking at just real unity across the aisle about the fact that something needs to be done, and people are just really trying to run hard to try and get in front of the crisis, then that's really gratifying to be a part of something like that.
Yeah. And someone's texting you and just hit your computer screen, so I'll let you fix that there. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live, and we are talking with Charmaine Yost, who is my former boss, and she was also in the Trump administration, two different posts in the administration, and did really good work there. Wasn't allowed to come talk to us much in media during that time, but now that she's at the Heritage Foundation, that is a different reality, and I'm really excited, because she's not only just a wonderful public policy kind of guru. She knows this stuff like the back of her hand. She's also a wonderful human being. And if you don't follow her on Twitter, you're missing out on one of the better Twitter follows that you should be following, etc. And if you follow her on Instagram, you're going to hear all about her kids and all the stuff that they're doing, from rowing to the Army. Sadly, she didn't have a son who could get into the Naval Academy. But you know, it's just one of those things that you'll enjoy. Charmaine, let's talk quickly about before the break. Russia's finally dead. The entire issue is literally rigor mortising right now. Your reaction to the end of the Mueller affair and kind of how it went down this week.
You know, I appreciate your optimism. I'm not sure that the left is aware that it's dead. You know, it's kind of like, you know, yours and my favorite movie. They're only partially dead.
That's right. Well, as far as Gerald Nadler and Schiff and Engel go, it'll live forever. But I think that the voters. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the thing that was just stunning is when you had Mueller sit there and admit that he didn't know what fusion GPS was. I still can't wrap my head around that. It's like, let's say for the sake of argument, you didn't know what it was, how?
Yeah.
How would you? And so his level of lack of awareness of his own project that he was involved in was really, I think it was shocking to a lot of people and just completely not what people were expecting. So,
if he didn't author it, if he wasn't gunslinging the operations, then the question bears asking who was, and if it was Weissman, then this is a really significant problem that we've got going forward. We're up against the break. We're coming back. Charmaine Yost in the Ladies Lounge. That's just part one tonight. Then we got Molly Hemingway and Carrie Severino. Don't go away. Kevin McCullough.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, welcome back. Radio Night Live, live from New York. Kevin McCullough, and don't forget, coming up at the bottom of the hour, they are the authors of Justice on Trial, the number one book ever written on the Kavanaugh hearings.
Maybe the only one that's been written at this point, too, but that's not to be concerned. Justice on Trial, and Molly Hemingway and Carrie Severino before we're done tonight. Big night tonight. Mike Lindell, Charmaine Yost, Molly and Carrie. I mean, come on, it doesn't get any bigger than that. Thanks for hanging out with us, and thanks for being there, listening on great radio stations coast to coast, from Seattle to Tampa, and on the Biz TV network coast to coast as well, including our newest affiliate from Biz TV that reaches the Washington, D.C. area, which Charmaine Yost is a suburban inhabitant of. So we are grateful that she's with us tonight. Charmaine, before we went to break, we were talking Mueller, and I'm just curious, post that hearing, what do we focus on now? I mean, it's we've lived in that kind of weird bubble for such a long time. Are we going to be able as a nation to think about other things, like, you know, healthcare and jobs and all the stuff that matters to people?
Listen, you know, the truth of the matter is 2020 is bearing down on us really hard, and I think it's only going to get
400 days out. I agree.
Yeah. Oh, right. It's going to start consuming everything. I mean, I don't know about you, but I've got two Democratic debates on my calendar. I'm so excited to watch on Tuesday and Wednesday night, which shows why I live here in Washington.
That's right.
Get the popcorn ready. It should, I mean, listen, that thing is going to be such a spectacle. And with them putting so many people on the stage, it's almost as if they learned nothing from 2016. So it'll be interesting to see, but I think it's going to be, you know, as you see the demagoguery that's already going on, and the vitriol and the hatred, it's going to be pretty intense from
right
here until next November.
Nope, couldn't agree. Couldn't agree more. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us, Radio Night Live. By the way, you want to join the conversation, it's 888-340-3373. Charmaine, let me ask you about this. As it pertains to the kind of nexus of the economy and the election, is Trump strong enough? Should we have a little bit of a dip? Because everybody knows that within usually about a decade, normally you have some sort of correction that occurs somewhere around 10%. We had a couple of those blips last year. They didn't last very long, but there are increasingly people that are concerned about, and you even see some of the government state banks, they're starting to load up on gold, and there's some of those kind of early warning signs. If the economy is not as hot, red hot as it is right now in October, November of 2020, is this still a landslide in your opinion, or is it something, or is it not going to be a landslide even if the economy is working? Is this a nail biter? Are we up till 4 in the morning on election night, November of 2020?
I don't think it's going to be a nail biter. And it goes back to what we were just talking about in terms of looking at what the Democrats are doing in terms of, it's not just that they're fielding such a wide and so many candidates right now, but they're all going, they're running so hard left. The, you know, you and I have talked for years because I've been so involved in the pro-life movement. The Democrats are so extreme on that issue, so extreme on Medicare for all, so extreme on talking about socialism. They're very, very much out of touch with the American people. And that's the preface for answering your question, which is that I think the president's got a little bit of wiggle room. Obviously, you want the economy to stay as strong as it is right now, but he's added so many jobs, a historic number of jobs added to the economy, which is exactly what he promised he was going to do. And those are the kinds of issues that people do vote on.
Right.
Got a little bit of play to fall back to, you know, a little bit of a normal level. But I also think that, you know, his political genius is being able to talk just normal Americanese. He has a real uncanny sense for being able to intuit what people are going through. And I think that the Democrats have a ways to go before they're able to compete on that playing field.
Well, let me ask you this, because I do think it is a significant problem for them. There is, as I have described it in my column and on my show in recent weeks, an element in which they are running for the presidency of non-America. And I don't know that the media is not really calling them out on it, but I think that the average person is seeing this. They are more concerned about the people that are coming here than the people that are here. They are more concerned about almost everything that America isn't as opposed to what we are. And they have aspirations of making us something we've never been in order that we will no longer be what we have always been. And I think on all three of those levels, there is this kind of just repulsive instinct within the, at least within people that I know, that think, well, you know, and even if you're talking about formerly hardcore Democratic voters in the Rust Belt states that may have voted Democrat because their union was good to them and they needed some government fallback positions on some services and some things, but they weren't interested in post-birth abortion. They couldn't give a lick about the trans agenda. There is nothing about letting illegal immigrants in record numbers that helps them in any way. In fact, it was a lot of those factory workers that saw their job not only going overseas, but the ones that were left here being taken by people who would get paid just in cash. And I just don't see how, when you're running for the opportunity to represent everything that's opposite of what is actually American, that you win an American election. Am I totally off base here?
Well, listen, you know, right before coming on air, I was checking my Twitter feed, and you know what's scrolling down right now are people coming online and posting pictures of trash just heaped up all
in
over
the Cummings district.
In Congressman Cummings district.
Right.
Listen, I would like for the president to be more tactful in the way that he talks about things, but he is just going after this issue of what's going on in American cities in a way that is really bold. And I had the opportunity a couple weeks ago to visit Seattle after, I don't know if you've seen this documentary called Seattle is Dying.
Yes.
Highly recommend it. Unbelievable. It's done by an ABC reporter going out there and just looking at the tent cities that have sprouted up on the streets of Seattle. You know, business people are leaving downtown Seattle because there's so many homeless people. People are scared to come into the city, scared to step over them to get into the businesses. And the same thing is going on in San Francisco, in Los Angeles, in St. Louis. You know, all of these cities where liberals are coming in and not committing themselves to a law and order agenda and to actually helping the people who are struggling with addiction and homelessness and finding ways to get them off the street. And so these are the kinds of things when the president is willing to say, look, we've got to do something about our cities, and that, you know, that has been being glossed over for years. That's the kind of thing that gets them a lot of points with people, because it's just real talk.
Well, and you couple that with the jobs record and increased wages in the bottom wage earning categories across the country. I mean, he's just making a powerful argument that he may be the best president that the poor in America have ever seen come their way. And that's not what most people think of as Donald Trump. Anyway, Charmaine Yost, always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Often dealt setbacks by the courts, the White House is now celebrating a major victory as the Supreme Court has issued a 5-4 ruling to allow the Trump administration to take funds meant for the Pentagon and use them to build a southern border wall. That ruling overturns a pair of lower court decisions that had blocked that construction. He also said of Democrats while meeting with reporters yesterday,
all they want to do is they want to investigate, they want to go fishing.
But the president's now calling for an investigation into his predecessor's book deal. He says it's the actions of former President Barack Obama and his Secretary of State Hillary Clinton that are the ones that need to be looked at, saying the Justice Department should subpoena all of Obama's records and investigate that deal that he made after he left office. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys I've known, and I've known some. First met you.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. And again, a double dose of the Ladies Lounge tonight. So honored to have Charmaine Yosta with us. But I also am very eager to have this next conversation. Molly Hemingway and Carrie Severino have done this country what I consider to be a public service. You may remember back in the day, during the Kavanaugh hearings, a little bit of audio from one Senator Lindsey Graham. And this will set the context of what we are going to be talking about.
you want to do is destroy this guy's life, hold this seat open, and hope you win in 2020. You said that.
That was a very impassioned Lindsey Graham from the Senate Judiciary Committee hearings at the Kavanaugh confirmation, which took place, it seems like, a long time ago. But it actually wasn't that long ago, and it is the subject of a brand-new book, the hottest book in America as we sit and have this conversation right now. Number one on Amazon, Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation, and the Future of the Supreme Court. Molly Hemingway, Carrie Severino, Regnery Publishing, our sister organization. I always want to strongly recommend what they are doing. But, ladies, it is such an honor to have you in studio with us. Thank you for being here. And, Molly, I'm just going to fan geek for a second here because your work all through the Russia investigation, there were three people I told my listeners every day, if you want to know what's going on with Russia, you read three people, and these are the only three people you need to read. Byron York at the Examiner, Kim Strassel at the Journal, and Molly Hemingway at the Federalist. And I don't know how the three of you got all the scoops that you had, and I don't know who all your sources were, but the way you were ahead of the curve on every single thing at every stage of that story was just, it was a public service to the nation. I just wanted to say thanks.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And it was one of those things where reporters should have been able to tell that there were problems with this conspiracy theory that was out there, and but I'm glad that a few of us were able to stand up against
it. You actually helped, I think, talk radio do something that we kind of excel at, and that is tell the other side of the story, but do it in a way that was really powerful. And Carrie, similar congratulations to your organization for the duration of the Kavanaugh trial, because I know that we had you on at least a couple of times, and some of your colleagues, but you were fact-checking all the details of the story. And I'm sure a lot of that went into the new book. But I'm in the shadows of greatness today. This is just so cool to have both of you here. Let's talk about how the book came about. Whose idea was it? Where did it come from? Did you guys just have coffee one day and say, man, we know a lot about this. We should put it all down on paper.
I mean, this is one of the most important things that happened to the country last year, right? As our title indicates, it wasn't just Kavanaugh on trial. It was really justice on trial, the whole notion of due process. And Molly and I felt like we would be the perfect team to tell that story. I worked for Justice Thomas. We've seen this playbook before where they try to make these allegations against someone, and then later on, it's not over just because he's on the court. They go back, and it's revisionist history time and again, and they've done that with Justice Thomas. We went from 2-1 Americans believing him over Hill to flipping that, and I think that we didn't want them to do that with Kavanaugh. We thought the best way would be to tell the real story. So you've got an excellent investigative journalist over here. You've got someone who knows the Supreme Court. And it's turned out to be a great team for really getting those facts out there, because that's what's going to help prevent it happening again.
And it was important not just to go through the confirmation, but to make sure that the facts got out afterwards. We knew that there were liberal activist reporters who were preparing books to kind of re-go through these issues without telling the facts. We had access to all the key players, and we knew that they had really interesting stories to tell, and so we just decided to go for it.
And we thought we knew a lot going in. Boy, did we learn some amazing stuff. And we were living this, but we learned so much more in the process of talking to 100 and more people, the Supreme Court justices, senators, the president, all these people in the White House. It was amazing.
That's what I've picked up on in just the limited amount of media you've done since the book has come out. I'm guessing that all that behind-the-scenes access also has revealed some things about where we stand since the hearing. And I want to come back to, like, the process of the book. But I think for the listeners, like, most newsworthy kind of interest, there were a number of things that coming out of the hearing, Lindsey Graham becoming the head of the Judiciary Committee, promising to use his investigatory powers in a more complete way. What's been the progress of the wrongdoers in the Kavanaugh confirmation since that time?
Well, it is very important that you not let people make false allegations without holding them accountable. And the previous chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Charles Grassley from Iowa, who is such a stalwart when it comes to victims and whistleblowers, he knows it's important to not make false accusations. So he actually did a criminal referral for several of the people who made false accusations, including Michael Avenatti and Julie Swetnick, who had made the outrageous gang rape.
And Avenatti's going up the creek for a bunch of things.
Yeah.
Take a number.
Well, when we continue, we will get into justice on trial, the Kavanaugh confirmation, and the future of the Supreme Court. Very glad to have Molly Hemingway and Carrie Severino with us. Who can forget how intense those days were with the Kavanaugh hearing and all of the drama that went on behind the scenes, particularly with the stories that just kind of seem to come out of nowhere. We'll get into some of that. But get the book, Justice on Trial. Kevin McCullough coming right back live from New York.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
KMC. All right, welcome back. Ladies Lounge, double portion tonight. Triple portion, actually. Charmaine Yost was with us earlier. Molly Hemingway, Carrie Severino with us now. ask you this. There was much debate during the actual hearings, and those two or three days seemed to just go on forever. It seemed like weeks of television time.
Yep.
But one of the things that was kind of written as a narrative in some of the mainstream media was that Blasey Ford was totally believable and that women across the country believed her. Now, I knew something different in my own household. My bride, who is 10 years younger than me and 10 times smarter than me, looked at her in a matter of seconds and said, I don't know. That's just, you know, it's just not connecting. In your research for the book, did you find any examples of how women may have departed from what the national narrative was in terms of coming to Blasey Ford's side?
Yeah, and one of the most exciting ones to learn about was Melania Trump, who told her husband and said, you know that woman's lying, right? I mean, she had that instinct and just said, and it's interesting because you're right, it's millions of women across the country who had that reaction and were just saying, you know, this doesn't add up. And it's another area where, you know, Rachel Mitchell, I don't think, got a lot of credit for the work that she did. She was the one who was the prosecutor from Arizona who was hired to do that questioning. And it was really interesting when you look at the facts she was able to uncover. She wasn't a bulldog who was jumping down her throat, but she uncovered a lot of really significant things there. For example, Blasey Ford had been trying to put off that hearing by saying, her lawyers are saying, well, she's afraid to fly. She can't get out from California. Like, she's going to walk or something. It turns out, you know, she just would ask her one question after another. How'd you get here? Oh, well, I flew, you know. So you do fly? Well, sometimes I have to. I didn't want to have to do it. Well, do you fly for work? Yeah. You know, she kind of, and then it comes out eventually, well, actually, she's an avid surf tourist. So she's been to, you know, Tahiti,
Hawaii, New the Zealand, Philippines.
Places you don't, there's no train there.
Right.
There's no highway there. She's flown all the time. So it's things like that where you start picking apart and going, now, wait a minute, you're lying to us about other things here. What's going on here?
So will the historical consensus be that the independent prosecutor that the Republicans hired was a stroke of genius, Molly?
Well, you know, this is one of the things that was most interesting for us, and we did speak with Rachel Mitchell. She's this really just a very responsible woman who has a real life in Arizona teaching people how to question victims of sexual abuse. She cares about
which is a sensitive thing. I mean,
very
you can't
sensitive.
Just...
She's considered the nation's best. And she teaches people how to do this and teaches people because you're frequently dealing with child victims and whatnot. And so she cares about her work. She cares about being proper. She cares about putting the best construction on things. And I think a lot of people in D.C., they wanted someone to just go for the jugular. She has to go back to her normal job and be well-respected, and she did, actually, if you were paying attention, she did such a good job, and it ended up being a really important thing for the senators themselves. When she makes the case to them about how she would handle this, you know, she is a prosecutor, she said, there's not even enough here for a search warrant. There's certainly not enough here for
right.
a conviction. And that was very helpful for a lot of senators who weren't sure how seriously to take these things. They end up, she did such solid work and such a solid report, the senators actually gave her a standing ovation in their private meeting.
Well-deserved. Justice on Trial is the name of the book, The Kavanaugh Confirmation and the Future of the Supreme Court. Molly Hemingway and Carrie Severino are my special guests. Ladies, we remember one other personality rather largely in this whole debacle, and that was Jeff Flake. How does history look at him, treat him, deal with him now?
Yeah, out of all the fun stories we learned, the story of what was going on, remember that day when he kind of went from going saying, I'm going to vote for Kavanaugh, to going off out of the Judiciary Committee hearing into this back room and then coming out and saying, nope, I'm not going to vote until the FBI has an investigation. Now, on one hand, actually, ironically, at the time everyone was frustrated with that. I think actually it ended up only helping Kavanaugh, because what the investigation turned up is not just there is no additional evidence here, but actually a lot of things that raised questions in the senators' minds of this looks even less plausible.
Including witness tampering.
Yeah, including right. witness tampering. But we talked to so many people who were in that room, and boy, it was dozens of people in this small room off of the Senate. It was such a circus-like atmosphere. You had Senator Coons, who was the main Democrat, trying to lobby him. Senator Flake shoved into, these are both tall men, shoved into a small phone booth. Everyone else trying to lobby Flake, trying to fit themselves into this phone booth. People are shouting. Senators yelling at each other, almost coming to blows. This is so out of the norm of what happens in the Senate. And some other senators really being frustrated because they felt like there were instances where Senate staff was undermining their own senators' interests. So the politics going on in that back room were just crazy. It just is in a microcosm of this whole circus-like process.
So was the setup was the final determination in your investigation that this was entirely a foreplanned attempted takedown? I mean, starting with Feinstein and her staff and kind of organizing, and then you had the other stories that kind of came in and tried to lob on top of that, but none of them were successful. But was it something that kind of organically developed and then fell apart, or was this from the beginning a missile
We have our own thoughts, and I think people will read it and develop their own thoughts about how coordinated this is. But there's no question that there was coordination from the very beginning, before Kavanaugh is even named.
Who paid for the lie detector test?
Right. Well, that, but you actually...
Did we ever get an answer to that?
It does seem interesting that there were things that were happening even from the get-go. The radical pro-abortion groups start trying to paint him as a frat boy, and they start highlighting his laughter or something like
back
that.
Back in July.
Which is the thing that comes out when you even have the first story coming out in the Washington Post. You could see that if it weren't a well-developed, coordinated public relations plan, it had all the markings of one. And like you point out, instead of going to the FBI, instead of going through the normal Senate procedure, they bring on this well-known Democratic PR firm type attorney, and she pays for a polygraph. That's just not normal behavior. If you wanted to keep something secret, your first call wouldn't be to the Washington Post.
Right.
If you wanted to keep something secret, you wouldn't break the news in the Washington Post. You would tell the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Or the FBI, whose job is to do these things confidentially.
Right.
That's not what they did.
And, yeah, so it was something that certainly a lot of Republican senators, both on that committee and just people whose votes were needed, felt that it was complete political gamesmanship, and that's why they didn't take it as the same way that so many people in the media did, who had no questions,
yeah,
even though they should have had a lot of questions. I mean, we learned from our reporting that Christine Blasey Ford was well known in the D.C. community. She had a very different reputation than what the Washington Post put out there in their hagiographies. Her friends, who actually like her, say that she was a heavy drinker who was very aggressive with boys, much more aggressive than they were. That didn't come out, even though the media knew this. And we also have evidence that they knew some quite more salacious stories that they, you know, hid and covered up, the exact opposite of how they were being. And so that how they were being with Kavanaugh, that level of coordination between the media, Democratic partisans, these big, high-powered PR firms and law firms, and even that they paid for protesters.
Well, it's just disgusting, Molly and Carrie. Good job. Justice on trial. A final few minutes with the two ladies. When we conclude, it's
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All right, Kevin McCullough, wow, look at that. That's Lower Manhattan. If you're watching on Biz TV, fireworks in the harbor tonight. That's right there on the East River, I think, or the Hudson River. I guess that's the Hudson. But beautiful shot, beautiful city. I love my city. Kevin McCullough, thankful for you being with us tonight. Great show, too. Mike Lindell, Charmaine Yost, Molly Hemingway, Carrie Severino. And ladies, I guess as we wrap up, you know, one of the things that comes out of the Kavanaugh the situation is that, you know, this was a good man who was really hurt. And I think one of the things we want to champion in America is the need for good men.
Reminds me of something. You were saying that maybe Brett Kavanaugh had a rebellious youth or whatnot. We interviewed quite a few people who knew him in high school, college, and whatnot. And he has already testified that he liked to drink. But his friends actually reported that he was the nicest man,
right,
the nicest young man. That they're, you know, he had a lot of female friends who loved being with him. And it was his treatment of women over the course of his life ended up being a godsend for him, because he had dozens of women who were willing to, at great sacrifice, because the media environment was so crazy at that time, get out there and publicly risk their own reputations and whatnot to defend him because of how he'd lived.
Well, on social media,
a testament to how he
you had all those groups that came forward, you know, Women for Kavanaugh, etc. Last question. You got to talk to the president about all of this. How on God's green earth did he not touch Twitter those 3 days?
Now, I think at the beginning of the confirmation, he certainly he was much more restrained. But I think what was also interesting is when he did eventually come back on Twitter, and I think a lot of people agreed there was a moment where he started saying, you know, there are some issues with the way that she's brought these allegations out. Now, the way he talked about it may not be the style that a lot of people did, but I think it was a moment that he was really tapping into what a lot of Americans were thinking, which is, wait a minute, am I allowed to actually comment on all the obvious? It's like the elephant in the room. Everyone's going,
right,
there's red flags here. We're not
right
talking about them. And he did.
Well, we interviewed the president, but we also interviewed a lot of other people in the White House. And one of the things that I thought was interesting to learn, and we did,
they were hiding his phone.
No,
they were just putting it under potted plants all over the place.
You have this view of the Twitter as just completely his, you know, id out there on display. But in fact, they do coordinate his Twitter messaging, and they do talk about it. And so we had talked with people who were saying it was part of their strategy to hold off on Twitter. And then at some point, they themselves say, let it rip. Like, let it go. This is getting ridiculous. And so it wasn't just that you had that initial vague allegation, but you're starting to get just the craziest claims.
Right,
you know,
boats
in Delaware and, you know, a nationwide crime
spree. Some of those people were going to jail, right?
Well, they've been criminally referred, but our Department of Justice apparently has different priorities about what it's engaged in right now. But we do tell all these stories in Justice on Trial about how the White House was operating, what they were thinking, and when the president decides that enough is enough. And he doesn't just do that in that speech and on Twitter. I thought it was also really important that after the confirmation was over and he and Justice Kavanaugh is being sworn in the White House, he apologizes on behalf of America. And we learned that Justice Thomas was one of the loudest applauders at that line, because he knew what this was like.
Absolutely.
To go through in a way a few other people did.
Well, all we have to do is keep treating our public servants like this, and pretty soon you're not going to have anybody wanting to serve anymore. So, ladies, as you do in your daily reporting and activism, you have done the nation a service, and the grateful nation says thanks. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
And make sure you join us next week. It's Kevin McCullough.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
To improve the quality of